Mr. Chair, thank you very much. And in a change management program, I learned from an instructor that the only person that likes change is a wet baby. All others are resistant to change. And therefore, I wish to thank our distinguished friend from the United States, Joshua, who very eloquently explained that we are not a bunch of countries which are resistant to change. In fact, we do want change, and that's the reason we are engaged so actively in this process. If we did not want to see the change in the agreed language, we wouldn't have been working overtime sometimes. And we do wish to build on the strong foundation that has been provided by the past work, and as also explained this morning by the distinguished ambassador of Japan, and now reiterated by the distinguished delegate from Japan. So we are approaching this exercise in that spirit, and all that we need is to build on the agreed consensus language without changing it, unless it is absolutely necessary. And if it is absolutely necessary, even treaties are amenable to change, actually. Treaties can be amended, treaties can be modified, and there you have amendment articles in treaties themselves. So we'll be very happy to look at any amendments to the agreed language, but as Josh explained or said, that we need to explain why we require the change. Having said that, Mr. Chair, I wish to come to the current section on human-machine interaction. And sometimes I wonder what would happen to me if we didn't have friend Konstantin in the room, because most of the times he steals my points. The paragraph one, he explained the redundancy of the paragraph one in view of the discussions already we had on the paragraph two, section two, D, one, two, three. So in view of that discussion, I think it is rather premature to include this language in the current form. Secondly, we have already heard from the room that human control is a concept which has not achieved consensus as of now. And therefore, either we need to deliberate this concept in depth, or till such time we are able to agree on the concept of human control, we might be better off not using this term if we want consensus language. Secondly, 1A is something which is new to me. I haven't seen this in the previous text, that humans make informed conscious decisions about the use of weapons. I understand the context, I understand also the spirit of it, but I think it's a very general statement, and we will have to see in what context it is placed here. 1B certainly can be acceptable, and even if it requires rewording, we'll be willing to look at it. As to 1C, we agree with the distinguished delegate from the Russian Federation about removing the word properly. And also, this deployment in a judicious manner is something which is not clear to my delegation. So we perhaps might be better off deleting that term. Paragraph 2 has the same problem. It uses the word human control. We have heard a very detailed explanation from a distinguished colleague from Chile. And perhaps those discussions might help us in arriving at a consensus on this term. But till such time we achieve that consensus, we would not want to use the term human control in this way. Paragraph 3, a number of delegations have spoken about the need for consensus language from the past, because we haven't, again, deliberated enough on these phases of the life cycle, and it might be better to go back to the previous language. Similarly, this political direction in the pre-development phase also, I don't think, is very relevant here unless we have more discussions and then agree to including this political direction in the pre-development phase. in the phases of life cycle. Paragraph four, Mr. Chair, I cannot disagree, especially because it comes from you, from Belgium, and therefore I will accept it in totality. Paragraph five, we quite understand this concept of identifying good practices. It certainly is welcome, but also it gives me an impression when I read this whole sentence that we are going to identify good practices identified in academic research or developed in industry, which can strengthen compliance with international humanitarian law when using autonomous weapon systems. And Mr. Chair, in my mind, practices are something which have been used in the past. I don't think anybody has used autonomous weapon systems if we are talking about the lethal autonomous weapon systems. So perhaps we might need to reword this paragraph as well, because unless anyone has used lethal autonomous weapon systems, we may not have existing good practices. I do understand that we are only referring to good practices for human-machine interaction, and they might come in various forms. There may be components of human-machine interaction, but certainly I would want to have another look at this paragraph. All right, thank you, Mr. Chair.